amended by the Pan American Health Organization this year because our vaccine coverage rates met international standards. With regard to healthcare for minors, the handbook on healthcare for minors is currently being revised, reviewed, and updated. There's a committee spearheading that initiative to ensure how this handbook and these guidelines can be updated and implemented to ensure that there's differentiated healthcare provision in the different health facilities in the country. To make sure that, for example, adolescents are not given healthcare alongside adults or alongside children, but that they're given a separate space in order to have their healthcare needs met, to have any health questions addressed, and to have their specific healthcare needs related to the fact that they're teenagers or children properly addressed and not just mixed up with adults. And this also includes therapeutic abortion. Now, on therapeutic abortion, such a sensitive topic, as I think you might realize, gives rise to a lively debate in the country, and you have to listen to all parties and all sides in that debate. But our overarching aim for the Ministry of Health is to make sure that the health of an individual is protected, their health is not put at risk, and that's the approach we take to therapeutic abortion. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. So we'll now move to the finalization of the dialogue, and I'm going to hand the floor to the Country Task Force Coordinator, Luis Pérez.